on the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A macroeconomics researcher says, according to the latest index, business confidence levels in Durban haven't improved much from last year. The business confidence index went up by 0.3 index points to 38.42 in the first quarter of 2024. The UKZN Sintoko Sensamande says the increase indicates a slight improvement in sentiment from the business community on the current economic climate and Etiquette's service delivery efforts.
There are some improvements. If you remember, in the last quarter, we reported that there were issues of service delivery, especially regarding the water supply and everything. And we've been hearing that they are working very hard to work on such issues.
Taxi Council Santaco is appealing for information about a double murder case in Ladysmith. A taxi driver and a passenger were gunned down near an RTI office on Saturday. The gunman is said to have opened fire on the driver and 69-year-old woman from another minibus on the N11. Santaco Sviso Shanga says while they cannot yet confirm, the incident is believed to be related to taxi violence in the area.
You are saying people should not then react in the manner into which they would want to retaliate. Let us basically wait for the law enforcement agencies to do their work and eventually wait for the truth then to come up.
Britain's MPs will debate new anti-smoking proposals later, which would ban anyone born in 2009 or later from ever buying cigarettes illegally. If it passes, England would follow New Zealand in having some of the world's strictest tobacco laws. Experts believe it'll save lives. Some have criticized the move. Winston Marshall, who co-founded a cigars company, says people should be able to make their own choices. He's been speaking to Sky News.
Tobacco raises in taxes $10.6 billion a year. I think that it's a freedom that we should all have, and it's not the place of government to tell us what we can and can't do with our bodies.
And finally, Stellenbosch University says a group of medical students is on a mission to establish a specialised intensive care unit for organ donors at Tygerberg Hospital. The students are part of Save 7, a non-profit group focused on organ donation awareness. The organization's Nazim Nagdi says LifePod, first of its kind in Africa, will provide life support to consented organ donors to keep their organs viable until they can be harvested for transplantation.
In the hospital where we work, and most others, we don't have a dedicated facility to manage these transplants. So while raising awareness is critical, and we've been doing it for the past 2 years, there's a gap at the end of the chain. A gap that means hundreds of patients that could be saved aren't being helped, and we have to watch them get clinically worse.
A recap of our lead story, a macroeconomics researcher says according to the latest index, business confidence levels in Durban haven't improved much from last year. You've been with the East Coast Radio Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.